What's the first image that comes to mind when I say the words balloon sculpture? For me, it's a pirate sword or maybe a wiener dog made by a clown at a kid's birthday party. But when you look at the balloon creations by artist Tim Thurmond of Brighton, all of that goes right out the window. Tim is the balloon sculptor. His work has just been featured in the newest edition of Ripley's Believe It or Not Reality Shock Book, and Tim's in the Guinness Book of World Records. Tim Thurmond, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, people do not make themselves into the Guinness Book by making wiener dogs. So
no.
Describe a typical Tim Thurmond piece.
Well, that's just it. There is nothing typical about what I do. What I like to do is what blows people's minds. I mean, some of my pieces are 12 feet tall with 18-foot wingspans. I've done one mine feather dragon that was 43 feet in length with wings that reached about another 15 feet. I've done TARDIS from the Doctor Who show. A lot of the stuff I do is just to blow people's minds. My goal is to show people that balloons can be an art form. For so long, it's been a toy, and that's all people see it as a toy. I'm on a mission to show people that it can be taken seriously.
Well, Tim, it's not exactly like you can take balloon sculpting as an elective in 11th grade. So how and when did you discover this? How'd you learn?
It was actually right before my 9th birthday. Someone in my school said, hey, at a local church, you're doing a clown school. Why didn't you go? So I went into it, got into clowning. A couple weeks later, after I got into it, my dad started joining. So we started doing it as a family event. My mom joined about 6 months later. We had a lot of fun. We did a lot of cool stuff. A lot of great opportunities opened up, including able to go to Russia in 1993. But I realized when I got back from Russia, clowning really wasn't my thing. You can't fake being that happy. And I love what I do. I enjoy myself, but at the same time, after clowning for 2 hours, massage your face for about a half an hour because your cheeks are hurting so much from smiling, it just wasn't my thing. So right when I was about to give it all up, a magician friend of the family said, hey, next week there's a magic camp for teenage boys to learn how to be use the creative arts in their communities. Why don't you go? So I went. I mean, I'm 13 years old, a week away from the folks. Why not? You know? And during this week, you know, learned all types of stuff like magic, chalk art, balloons, ventriloquism. And all those things were cool, but they really weren't me until the last day, which was balloons. You could go to the beginner class, advanced class. I sat down in the beginner class. Even though I'd already been doing balloons for 5 years, I didn't catch it. Well, the guy who ran the camp for over 20 years, he was in his late 70s at the time, picked me up by the back of the neck, pushed me in the advanced room, said, have fun. The next year, I taught the advanced class. I had great mentors who saw my potential, including one gentleman in Indiana who just got back from England where he won second place in an international balloon competition. He worked with me for a week, said what I'd learned in less than 6 months took him over 6 years. And with his thumbs up,
off he went.
Yeah, everyone wanted to be a part of what they thought my legacy would be. And I've had great mentors who didn't try to make a clone of themselves. They just tried to teach me the techniques to give me the best chance possible to let me do my own thing. And then after that, it's just been having fun.
And what are you in the Guinness Book of World Records for?
The most balloons ever blown up by mouth and made in animals in 3, 6, 10, and 24 hours. Now, all four of those were previous held records. To give you an idea, I beat the 10-hour record within about 6 hours, the 6-hour record by about 3 hours, and the 3-hour record by over 500 balloons, and I beat the 24-hour record by over 2,000 balloons. Now, to give you an idea how dramatic that is, about 9 years ago, I originally set the record for the most balloons in 24 hours. I did 6,176.
And this is just standing there blowing up balloons.
Yep, making blowing up balloons and making a simple animal. You couldn't do the same thing twice in a row. You had to do a total of 30 different things. Well, after I did it, it took 9 years almost before someone else tried to challenge me because everyone thought the number was just unbeatable. Well, a guy called me up from Texas and said, hey, I'm going to go for your record. What can you tell me? I actually worked with him for about 2 months, talked about on the phone for about 8 hours total, to teach him everything that I had learned while doing the record in since. And when he did his attempt, he beat me by 55 balloons. That's it. After everything I taught him and everything I had learned from personal experience and gave to him, he only beat me by 55 balloons. So he called me up 2 days later and go, I know you can do that better than that in your sleep. I can't advertise it until I know that I really have it. I'm like, okay. So got some friends together and we went for it. And beat, you know, his record by over 2,000.
So clearly, you are doing what was done for you, which was you got that helping hand mm-hmm. when you wanted to learn the Fellowship of Christian Magicians.
Yes.
So you're extending the helping hand to those who want to learn now.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I get an opportunity to teach at a conference, I try to teach at least one conference a year. If I get a chance, two or three. Because the art form can only grow if more people are pushing it. If you only have 5-10 in the country or the world really pushing it, it only can go so far. You know, what really helps art is when you have masters of their craft who, of whatever era and whatever form, who are really pushing themselves. I mean, and that's the same in sports or anything else. You know, when you just have a Michael Jordan, it's Michael Jordan. But when you have someone like Kobe and then LeBron pushing each other, then you get the storylines. And the same thing with this form of artwork. When it's just one person doing it, it's, oh, that's cool, next. Mm-hmm. But when you have 2, 3, 20 of them who are always pushing, you're going to push the art form much, much quicker.
Now, when you say art form, too, I can tell you would really like the balloon to be seen as the same kind of medium that any other artist would work in.
Definitely. I mean, I was very fortunate. A couple years ago, I got approached by the Grand Rapids Museum to do a piece inspired by Da Vinci. So I got to do The Last Supper. It was 20 feet long. I mean, we had the table was made out of balloons, the people were made out of balloons, the food was made out of balloons, and as everyone likes to comment, the feet were made out of balloons. Everything was made out of balloons. It took 40 hours. I had a couple guys from other states help me because the museum wanted it all done in one day. And it was a great project, and I'd love to do more museum projects because, to me, that's how people start taking it seriously.
And you can make a living as a balloon artist?
It's hard, and I won't say you make a great living, but you get by. And it's getting to a point where I've gotten to a good reputation, but I'm also getting ready to do a career change. While I still do balloons, but I'm going back to some of my roots.
Such as?
I'm actually a youth ministry. My background is actually as a children's pastor, and so I actually just got offered a job out of state to go and do that full-time and help a very unique program get started. So, but again, the balloons will always be a part of what I am and what I do, and I'll still do several big events each year to keep pushing the art form.
Well, you can see a gallery of Tim's work on his website. You can go to theballoonsculptor.com. Mm-hmm. And I had the pleasure of stumbling upon you at the Rochester Art and Apples, and I took a video, and that will also be up on our website for everybody to see. So great to meet you. Thank you so much, Tim.
Thank you.